So, you have the sheets in front of you. There are underlined lines on the page that we're starting on. I just want to give you some context. So we're in Parshas Pinchas. And again, obviously, thank you to our chefs, to our cooks, our preparers, our setter-uppers, our cleaner-uppers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To the staff, Yeshikoyach, big Yeshikoyach. And a happy July 4th, early July 4th weekend to everyone. Baruch atu Adonai Elohim melech haolam sha'akol ni'avi baruch.
Amen.
Okay. So, Parshas Pinchas, we know it begins with it's not the story, it's kind of like the epilogue to the Pinchas story or to what the Pinchas episode. And then it just sort of, certain things, almost some, you know, like kind of housekeeping type of things, kiviyachol, that are happening. It's a census, and, you know, he has to take care of the Midianites, you know, because they caused all of this stuff to happen. And then you have the daughters of Tzlafchad as they do the census and they count everyone. All of a sudden, the daughter, and talks about who's going to inherit Israel. The daughters of Tzlafchad come forward to Moshe, and they say, you know, it's not fair. Avinu met b'amidbar, our father passed away. He wasn't, you know, part of the Adas Korach. It's not right. He didn't have any sons. You know, we want to be able to have a nachal in Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story, and for anyone, you know, who goes and says, oh, the Torah, it's anti-woman, and it's patriarchal, and so on and so forth. These stories show you, you know, not the case. We're living in ancient times. Yes, it was a patriarchal society, right? It was. But the Torah is really unique in the role of that women play in a leadership level, right? They're Drashim talk about how amazing the daughters of Tzlafchad were, and why are they called the daughters of the descendants of Yosef? Why? Because Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael so much. How do we know how much Yosef loved Israel? He wanted to be buried there, right? Right? He wanted to be buried there. He's the ruler of Egypt, and he says, "Take my bones with me." The entire way. So it's just a very beautiful concept. And the Torah goes out of its way to, you know, have who's part of the leadership team of the Jewish people. She passed away 2 weeks ago. Miriam. Miriam and Aaron die in the same parsha. They're the Rohen. They're the shepherds of Israel, right? It's men and women. Moshe actually gets the death sentence, so to speak, sadly, in Parshas Chukas, right? So all three of them. It's a very, very difficult Parsha, but they're part of the leadership team. Anyways, so that's the story of Bnei Tzlafchad. And then right after that, Hashem tells Moshe, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, I'm just reading in from the Chumash, and then we'll read it in the Kli Yoker. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Alei el Har Avarim Hazeh, go up on this mountain, and see the land that I'm going to give the Jewish people. You're going to see it. You'll see the whole expanse of the land. And you're going to pass away just as Aaron passed away. As you defied my word in the desert of Tzin, right? At the story of the May Meriva. And then it's at that time that Moshe, it's a time of succession, right? Moshe goes up on the mountain, he's going to check things out, what's going to be, he's going to look at the land, he's going to get that final look. And then, Vayidaber Moshe al Hashem le'emor, Yifkod Hashem elokeinu chol l'chol basar ish al ha'eda. Hashem, don't leave these people hanging, they need a leader. I need you to appoint a leader. Which is an incredible thing, right? What do they say? The greatest feat of George Washington, Lahavdil. What was the greatest feat of George Washington? That he Bedavka wanted to have a successor. They would have made him king like that. They wanted to make him king. He said, no. There's Hamilton's a beautiful song. How does the song go? You know what I'm talking about? Let them, teach them how to say goodbye. Something like that. A beautiful thing, right? Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Hashem, I get it. I'm not happy about it. I get it. They need a leader. The people need a leader. That's leadership. That's love for people, right? That's what you need. Okay. So Here's the problem. What's the name of that mountain? Har Ha'avarim. What's the name of the mountain? What's the name of the mountain he dies on? We talked about it last week. I put it on the board. Come on. Har Nebo. It's called Har Nebo. Nebo. I had a plan once. I wanted to go. Rabbi Rubenstein, Zichron Brachi, took a men's mission to Har Nebo. They went to what they think is Mount Nebo. You didn't go, did you? No. There are a few guys. I think Simeon Fenstein was there. But sister passed away yesterday. Didi Benel. Ramaz? Anyone from Ramaz? Didi passed away. Amazing woman. Amazing. A real powerhouse, a leader.
We were there with Rabbi Rubenstein.
You were there. Oh, you were there, right? Can you imagine that? So he says from the kitchen. How do you like that? Right? They were at Har Nebo. Unbelievable. That's right. I wanted to do it. I actually looked into it to do a men's mission, to do to go to fly in through Jordan. I didn't tell Jordan about it. To fly in through Amman, and then we'd cross through the Allenby crossing. A few years ago, we were looking into it. Logistics were difficult, maybe it just wasn't the right time. Maybe now is a better time. But anyways, it's called Har Nebo. It's not called Har Ha'avarim. What's going on? Why calling it Har Ha'avarim? It's Har Nebo. Everyone knows. It's like a famous thing. So the Kli Yakar, jumps right in. Look at the bottom right column. Aleil Har Ha'avarim Hazeh Begomer. Tzarech Iyun. Lama Nismicha Parsha Zo L'chan. Why? What's the smichos of parshios here? Why does one come after the other? Right? You have the story of the daughters of Slavchad, as I just told you. Then you have this little vignette about Moshe saying, about Hashem telling Moshe, go up on the mountain, see the land, and you're going, you're going to pass away. And then the next story is Hashem saying, Moshe saying, Hashem, we need a successor. Okay, daughters of Slavchad, Har Ha'avarim, seeing the land. And then a successor. V'lama kar lahar nevo har avarim. Why do you call it har avarim, as we just said? Ukesha'am or Moshe yivkod Elohe ruchot l'chol basar isha la'eda. Lama lo bikesh she'anchil srarato levanav? When Moshe said, let's, appoint someone, why did Moshe, in true, Hasidic fashion, the Kli Yakar is not a Hasid, but, in general, there's a dynastic, element to things in general. I said, why not his son? Why didn't he ask to have his son? Hey, Gershom, Eliezer, we talked about them last week here. Gershom, he's a great guy. Hashem, he'll hook me up, right? Now he can be a sister rabbi. V'akar v'elei lomar b'zeh. L'fi shenemar l'mala v'ha'avartem es nachalato l'bito. So, I read the pasuk earlier about Benot Slavchad. It says, you will pass his heritage, his inheritance, to his daughter. Pirush Rashi, Shlekach Nemar v'ha'avartem. That's why it says v'ha'avartem. L'lamdecha shekol mi she'enu maniach bein liyarsho HaKadosh Baruch Hu malei olav evo. So Rashi quotes, it's very interesting, right? Because Rashi only had daughters, to my knowledge, correct? Right? Rashi only had daughters. And says Rashi, why is it ha'avara? Evra is a language of anger. Hashem's upset at that individual. Hashem's angry to teach you that anyone who doesn't, this is about Benot Slavchad, right? That Slavchad, he didn't leave over a son to inherit him. Hashem gets upset with Evra. Hashem gets angry. V'yesh l'daktik, liyarsho, lamali. Why does it say liyarsho, to inherit? Havalei lemar kol mi she'enu maniach ben. It should just say anyone who doesn't leave a child. A son, Elisharutza Lomar. Don't worry, we'll wrap this. Afal pi shemaniach bein, aval eno ra'ui liyarsho. So what he means is, why say bein liyarsho? You might have left the son, but the son is not. Doesn't have the. Is not equipped to be your race, so to speak. Right? Didn't get what you wanted. The child to get. Didn't whatever. So he's talking about a leader, right? And the leader leaves a child, and the child is not worthy of his level in Torah and Chachma and leadership, Torah wisdom, leadership abilities. As a Kadosh Baruch Hu Malei Evra Alav, therefore, then Hashem will be angry at him. Ashlo Hidrich is Benoshi Yeroi L'Malei Es Mekomo. For God, for he didn't teach or lead hidrich, like, you know, to be a madrich, right? You know, a teacher child, trainer child, to be fitting to take your place. So, first of all, as we all know, right? I'll never forget Rabbi Meirovich from Westchester Hebrew High School, who's still Baruch Hashem, still around. A really incredible Renaissance man. I remember when I had my first son, when I had Simon. Okay, he looked at me first. I mean, I got in trouble obviously because I didn't come to school the day after I had Simon. I guess they didn't have paternity leave back then. The day after, whatever. Where were you? But then he says to me, he says, you know what you need. I said, what? He said, you need a Tehillim. I said, yeah. He said, a Tehillim with a lot of tears in it. He said, because you could give them all the hadracha you want and give them the you know, all the Jewish education and, you know, and the lessons and the parenting and do your best, but you need mazel. It's just sometimes, you know, you got to daven. You don't know how things turn out. We don't know. We don't know how things are going to turn out. Right, so that's, you know, on some level, it's like an unfair. So it's interesting hearing Rashi say it only at daughters, right? And then, and you know, and also talking about from a level of a leader, srara, right? That your child could be ra'ui l'maleis makomo. So I'll give you a beautiful idea. Daniel Kamenetsky told me this. Someone told it to him at his father's. Father was an incredible rabbi, David Kamenetsky, kind of the founding father of special education in the Jewish world at MDS, who Yocheved Rubenstein went to MDS, or a bunch of people who went whatever from this community. There was no special ed, you know, in the Jewish world, whatever. The person told his father, says, you know, when it told Daniel, when it says Hamakom Yinachem Eschem, the Sof Shavei Letzim Yishalayim, you know what it means? Hamakom, the makom that your father left. That's why we say Hamakom. Because it's for you to fill that place. And you have to assume that role. And you have to take what he gave you, what he taught you, whatever it is. And sometimes, by the way, we're not ready for it, right? Sometimes we're not ready to do that. But you know what? All of a sudden, we draw on the resources that we have. We draw on the lessons that we were given. And we're mimalei mekomo. We can't, right? We don't step into that person's shoes. Interesting. You know, there's a halacha. You're not supposed to, you can't wear, right? You can give away clothing, but they say shoes you should never, right? Because you can't walk in his shoes. It's really interesting, right? You can't walk in that deceased person's shoes. But to be malei makomo, in a space of what did he give you? What were the lessons? What were the values? What were the priorities? All of that, okay? So you want to have a child that's ra'ui b'malei makomo. So specifically now he's going to be talking about leadership. Uminale l'rashi zeh. How could Rashi know this? Right? Tzlafla didn't even have any, he didn't have sons. He connected it to the parsha of go up on this mountain. Kliyakar just will blow your mind here. You know why it's called Har Avarim? He says, no, it's Har Nevo. But I'll tell you why it's called Har Avarim. Ki alav nitmale Hashem evra al Moshe al shelo hidrich es banav sheyuruguyin lareshes rarato unevuato atzliy ba'achanas koach mekabel the Kliyaka. Now I'm not sure. I don't even know if Shlomo Prime Lunshitz, if his children were rabbis. I have a feeling they weren't. Okay, and I know he took over in Prague. I don't think the Maharal didn't leave over. He didn't have an illustrious son. Whatever, you know, illustrious and, you know, as a leader. So Zeb, but this is what's happening. It's called Har Ha'avarim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was filled with rage against Moshe for not training his children or teaching them in the ways of leadership, of prophecy, of wisdom, to be able to be mekabel, to be able to be worthy of you know, of taking the mantle of leadership and running with it, which is wild. Right? It's wild. And that's Moshe, right? The classic thing we always say, well, what are Moshe's kids' names? A lot of people, they don't know.
We don't really know. We only know when he was going back to Mitzrayim.
Yeah. What you do know is, and I'm just moving with the Kliyakar here. And I will bring Granks with the Kliyakar soon, you'll see. But I'm moving the Kliyakar here. What we do know is, what about his child? Do we know about things that a father is supposed to do for their children and he didn't do?
Yeah.
Bris Mila. Gershom, it was Eliezer, right? Gershom was the first, Eliezer second. He didn't get Bris Mila to Eliezer. He almost gets killed before he gets, right? It was almost an aborted mission, whatever, even before he got there. Because at the motel, they're there, and Hashem is angry that Eliezer didn't have Bris Mila. Why? Because Moshe's worried about saving the world. Well, hello, you got to worry about your kid, right? It's the shoemaker's kid. He's got no shoes, right? It's like the classic, everyone, you know, obviously, Rabbi, you know, you can see what happens. Like, okay, so, but what does this really mean? Let's continue. Umilashin Zehavi Moshe. Shelo yerid acharav kibodo livanav. Moshe understood it. When Hashem called it Har Avarim, Moshe knew it was Har Nebo. And Moshe understood that you say he's calling it Har Avarim, and Hashem is chastising. V'chein perish Moshe Adavar, and Moshe actually says it. He says it out. How? Now, this is drush, but it's really beautiful drush. Sha'amar v'yisaber Hashem b'lemanchem. As it says, Hashem was angry with me because of you. And it used the language of Bayit Aber, that I am Bet Resh, Har Ha'avarim. God was angry. Usmichle, and the next Pasuk after that, here, that was Pasuk Kavav, that was 26 in Devarim 3, and two Pasukim later, Vitzavas Yoshua. Okay, good. Now teach Yoshua. What's he saying? Horab Be'etzba. He showed with his finger. He pointed it out. Shezewa Evrash and his Aber Hashem Bo, that's what Hashem's anger was with him. Shianchil Sweratoli Yoshua Velo Levano, that he passed his mantle of leadership to Joshua and not to his own children. That he didn't give enough attention, enough, you know, whatever, to his Hadracha, to his kids. He was busy with Ami, with Bnei Yisrael. Umeacha Shehirgish Adavar Nimna. And once he realized that wasn't happening, once he realized what Hashem was telling him, he said, all right, Hashem, I know it's not going to be one of my kids, but the people need a leader. I mean, on some level, this is really beautiful because it really shows, I feel bad. Gershom Eliezer, I see Pura must have been a wonderful mother, and I'm sure Moshe was a wonderful father. He's busy. But he saw the entire Jewish people as his children. We know he did. He did. And he lashed out like a father would lash out against his children at Meimariba. Guys, come on! Stop it, you rebellious kid. What do we say? A dirty kid, rotten. You know, like sometimes they, come on, guys, I do everything for you, right? That's what we do. He was a human being. It's really beautiful how human he was. He saw the Jewish people as his children. And it's as if, and you can see it in the beginning of Parshas Baaloscha, Moshe talks about it. Moshe says to Hashem, it's almost he sees Hashem as a co-parent with him, right? And he says, Hashem, how do I do this? I've carried them like a mother, right? Because she yisaha omeina sayonek, like a mother carries their infant baby. I've nursed them, you know, like, come on, it's crazy, right? But that's the idea. They were his children. They were all his children, and. Whatever. It was hard for he didn't have that ability to just have that sense of being particular with his own kids. Vayein l'mala parshas lech l'cha pasuk lo yirash chazeh ve'afal pi shel yorsho lo yitziyashiv al zeh ofen etzel tzlapchad. Mikol makom naka lashon zeh ba'abur Moshe ka'amur. The yorsho means, yeah, he had children, but his children, he didn't give them the tools to be able to be yoreshim, to be able to actually fill his place. To be able to actually pass on, you know, the life that he had. Ve'etzel tzlafchad, now we'll watch what he does with tzlafchad. Ve'etzel tzlafchad yochol liyos, she'em l'shon v'ha'avartim yotzemi de pshuto. That maybe the ha'avartim doesn't come out of its plain meaning of the word. Ve'kach pirusho, ilu nemar unetatem, hayiti omer she'od she'mamesi karei al nachalato, right? If I said unetatem tetzlafchad, and I'll give you the nachala, right? Give it to the daughters. Well, you would think, okay, good. You could have the same name. It will be called after his heritage. Even though it's given to the daughters, it's as if it's given to another tribe. Ukilu lo zacha shezaro yirash aretz, and zif his children weren't didn't inherit the land. Mizanu lemedim shakadosh baruch hu malay olav ebra kilo zacha lahakim shmo al nachalaso. And from there we learn that Hashem, you know, would be angry at the person because he didn't merit to have his name on his heritage. Now, that's there. Here's where I'm going to break from the kliyak. Okay, mechilas kvod. The Kliyakar. We're friends. I mean, we've been together a long time. You know, that's fine. It's fine to say, okay, you're not gonna have the family name. Fine. Okay. The name changes, you're not gonna have the family name. You only had daughters. My grandfather survived Auschwitz, and the name is Laufer, and there's no more Laufer. And okay, and he's like, you know, from his family, he was only one, right? So he only had three daughters. Really? Really? I'm sorry. I'm a Yorish of my grandfather. I am. And by the way, if I was a girl, I was supposed to be a girl, my mom was going to name me Nicole, I probably would have been a Yorish of my grandfather too. Because, I don't know, I saw my niece yesterday at Didi Benel's funeral, one of the only kids of her age who came, Olivia Schwartz, who worked with her hand in hand. And you know why she wanted to be, she went into Magav, she was in the border patrol, she literally protected Jews to go to the Kotel, she served in, it's a girl from Englewood, graduated from us.
16 and all.
What?
I'm 16 and all.
There you go. Say, Abby, that's right. Okay? And I honestly, I wasn't even thinking, this happened yesterday. And why did, you know why she wanted to be Magav? Whatever, you know, she was a... Abby was a tank instructor, right? Instructor
Abby
or something?
Instructor.
She was an instructor. So that's like that's the route a lot of people, a lot of girls, you know, Chayalim Bodudim go. Olivia wanted to be Magav. She had to, like, you know, push and pull string, go this way and that way, whatever, in order to do it. Why? This is what she said. Because my grandmother survived the Holocaust and the only thing I want to do is protect Jews to go to the to be able to go to the Kotel. That's what she, like, mamish, that was her dream from high school. That's really, that's royal Yarsha, right? That's a Yorish. Okay, so when it says the Ha'avartem, you know, and you know, is there Evra? No, I'll tell you where the Evra comes. The Evra comes if we try our darndest to give everything that we can to our sons and our daughters. And for some reason, right, it doesn't happen. Shem's not gonna be angry. We tried our best. We tried. We tried to give them the, we tried to give them the values, we tried to give them the lessons, we tried to give them the priorities. That's fine. If we don't try, and we leave this world, God forbid, without having imparted what it means to be Yoresh, the incredible Mesorah, the incredible tradition, the incredible life that we have as Jews, that's when Hashem is Male Evra. Okay? And when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and again, this is, I'll go back to using the Kliyakar because I can't say it. He's saying that Hashem was saying, Moshe, you didn't try hard enough. You didn't give it to them the way they needed it. It's so painful. You didn't give it to them the way they needed it. It was, you know, he did everything else. It's amazing, right? Because even the most perfect man can't be perfect. It's incredible. But, and again, Kliyaka is saying it, not me. But when we do, and we give, and we impart, right? And it doesn't start with us. We know that. That's what it means to be a Jew. It means it started from the generation before, and the generation before, and the generation before. And we leave a child, Liyorsho, to be our inheritor, to be our mimale mikomo, or mimalet mikomo, right? To fill our place, our sons or our daughters. We've done everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for us in this world. And that's the idea of this parsha, of Parshas Pinchas being a parsha of transition, right? When we have to, how do we clear our conscience? Right, we don't just, like Reb Meirovich said, you know, we take and then hope it works out and we'll have a wet tehillim. We should definitely have a wet tehillim. Amazing, right? But we also have to do. We have to be madrichim. He uses the word beautifully, madrichim. We have to be madrichim to our children. They may not always take the path that we want them to take, or the, but we gave them the tools. right? And they're like a kli to be mekabel. And generally, right, when you have a, you know, the great thing about these things is, right, there's a, this is, thank God, this is not the iPhone 3, right? This is the iPhone, I don't know what I'm using, right? The 10 and then the 11, the other, they're better versions. And our responsibility is to make sure that our children are better versions of ourselves. And in that way, we do our step to be mevi goel livnei bneihem, to bring redemption a little bit closer. Maybe not in our generation, but to our children's generation. To our children's children's generation, ad olam. Shkoyach, everyone.
Rabbi, a couple words, all right?
Yeah, please.
So first of all, thanks, Rabbi. Wonderful, always topical.